Hello, it is 2 minutes past 10 in the AM. Those last two songs you heard were El Spicy by Ryan Fishman and The Price by Ryan Fishman. Speaking of Ryan Fishman, he's on the other end of the line. How's it going this morning?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. So that track, the first one, El Spicy, is nominated for one of the RDU Magna Awards. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track?
Yeah, it's off an album called Vibe that came out earlier this year. And it's funny enough, the one song on the album that was kind of, I guess, not a joke song, but the content is more humorous than, say, the rest of the album, which is more about mental health and stuff. So
yeah,
it's quite funny that, and quite nice that the lighthearted song got nominated.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny how those things work. You are a very talented multi-instrumentalist, playing a wide variety of instruments. How does knowing so many different instruments, I guess, impact and affect the way that you write and create music? Is it easier for you to see, like, the full picture because you can kind of see how all the instruments can slot in?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know if it's any easier. It definitely has an effect on how you write songs. Quite often I might just hear a song from start to finish with a full arrangement, but that's a very rare occurrence. Most of the time it's just kind of like I'll get on an instrument and play out an idea. It's completely different each time, but I think it is helpful at moments. It has its moments. So.
Definitely. You've supported a whole lot of international artists, and your 2020 album Vibe that you mentioned has an awesome and extensive feature list. What's it like getting to work with so many different artists?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, just so many friends and musicians I've met over the years. And that was kind of the idea behind the album, as a recording, like to just involve as many friends as possible, because I really like to work with other people. It's just something you can't do that by yourself, basically. There's something special about it. So it was a lot of fun.
Definitely. I guess speaking on that, was collaboration and kind of working with lots of people something that you wanted to do from the very beginning of your kind of music journey, or was it something that you found as you went on you enjoyed more?
Yeah, I mean, I started as a drummer, so I was always working with bands and stuff, and then when I kind of branched off to do my own thing, I kind of taught myself other instruments because I didn't want to kind of bother people and ring them in to try and help me out. Initially it started as kind of this thing for me that I just was like, oh look, I'll just try and do everything myself, but then it kind of evolved into I'm not very good at playing everything, so I would love to have my friends and people who are actually, you know, really talented at their instrument or whatever like that. So initially, no, it kind of was like, I'll do it by myself, but I'm happy with the way it's turned out.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I guess, transition between going from being a drummer, session musician, working with lots of different people to kind of flying solo, was that a kind of easy transition? Was it a long time in the making? All that type of stuff.
It was pretty easy. I was getting kind of, itching to just write my own song. Which is, I guess, a natural thing when you're in lots of bands and stuff and you work with lots of great songwriters, eventually start wanting to write your own stuff. Because it's inspiring a lot of the time to work with these kind of other musicians and songwriters. So, it was just a natural progression.
Awesome. That's so cool. What does the future hold for Ryan Fishman? Is there some more music people should be excited for in the future? Some stuff coming up?
Yeah. I mean, whether or not people are excited about it, I've got like 4 albums that I've started.
Amazing.
So none of them are finished. One of them's nearly done. They're all quite different, so I'm still figuring out, how to release them and whether I release them as Ryan Fishman or not. But yeah, there's plenty of stuff in the pipeline for years to come, hopefully.
That's so cool. That's really exciting to hear. Speaking, we're bringing it all the way back to magnets. El Spicy is nominated right now. People can go to the RDU website and vote. I guess if there's if you want to plug, promo, anything like the magnets, you know, you can tell everyone to vote for you if you want. You have the space to do that.
I would say if you listen to the song and you do like it, then do vote for it. But from my honest feeling is vote for someone else. I think there are better songs on that list.
You're too nice. You're too nice.
So, and I, unfortunately, I can't attend the awards on the night because I'm on tour.
Oh, no. So,
which is a big bummer. So I hope someone, I'm sure someone else will win, and I know who I'm voting for. So I know, yeah.
Very good.
If you really like the song, just go for it.
Awesome. We'll add that to the tally. We've been kind of, we've asked everyone, and we're kind of figuring out who says vote for me and who says, like, I'll vote for whatever you want. It's a fun mix we've got going on. You mentioned tour right there. Do you want to tell people a bit about this tour?
Yeah. This is a tour with my good friend Adam Hathaway.
Awesome.
I drum in his band, and recently we recorded an album at the Sitting Room, and I mixed the album.
Cool.
So we're touring a single off that, which was meant to be an album release tour, but with COVID and other things, it's turned into a single release.
yeah.
So it's still a lot of fun. We're about halfway through the tour. We're about to fly off to Auckland today.
Cool.
And then I'm supporting a couple of shows throughout the tour with them. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we're hoping to release the album in March 2021.
Awesome. That's so cool. I guess my last question, we've been asking pretty much all the manga people this because it's always interesting to know. What artists do you listen to, I guess, for inspiration or anything, really? You know, what stuff that you listen to that maybe we should listen to as well?
As of, like, kind of recently, I've been listening to a lot of Gillian Welch, who's a country singer-songwriter, Big Thief, Cass McCombs, and then Don McGlashan, I've been getting into quite a bit recently. The Phoenix Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff, a mix of kind of artists abroad and locally. So
cool.
But I'd say my favourite Christchurch artist that I've been really digging at the moment would have to be Zane 2000.
Yes.
My friend Jonty.
Yeah.
Great guy and songwriter. So
yeah, we just chatted with him yesterday. He was a very nice guy. Yeah, very cool.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, any final words for the RDU listeners?
Take care of yourselves and enjoy your Friday.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
No worries.
All right. Cool. See you, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.